Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings and Building Enclosure. And I'm so excited for this special podcast that we are recording today. I'm honored to be joined by Anna Anderson, the CEO of Art Unlimited. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Jill. It is always a pleasure to connect and be able to talk about marketing topics for the listeners.
Well, you are the expert in this area, there is no doubt, with many years in the industry and growing up in the business, since you have worked with your dad as well. But some big questions that we were just talking about, I think that are be really important for all contractors to hear about. It's mid-year and everyone kind of revisits their budget. So what can you tell us about budgets and where they are right now in their process of the year?
Yeah, great question. And this is something that we're hearing many contractors come to us and look at their budget and assess what's working, what's not working, how are we predicting the remainder of the year to shake out. So I think let's start at ground zero. You have to have a budget. It's not something that you can just say, here's a big number that we're going to throw at marketing and let's drive some opportunities for us to reach our revenue goals. It needs to be a little bit more granular than that big picture number. Start documenting what are your sources that your marketing is going to be allocated to. And once you have those buckets defined in your marketing budget, you can then start to break it down by a month over month spend and really start to predict how you are going to drive the growth for your business. It seems so rudimentary, Jill, but what I found is just that exercise alone is a defining factor for a lot of contractors. So many do not do that exercise that in a room of a few hundred talented contractors, and I ask that question, and we really get into the detail and say, okay, do you have your buckets defined? Do you have your month over month spend defined? We might come out of that room with only 25% of the hands still raised. And that in itself is shocking.
Yeah, well, what does that say?
I think that's one thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like goal setting 101. What do they say? That there's only like 90% of the people don't have written goals. It's kind of a very small number of people that do. But what would you say? What were the buckets that you guys came up with?
Yeah. So some of the big buckets that we look at, and this is incredibly high level, is you're going to start to define what is a traditional marketing that you're currently doing. What types of digital marketing are you doing? Are you working with third-party sources to drive your opportunities and leads? And then are you doing some community campaigns? We look at charities, any type of philanthropy efforts, and then the repeat and referral business. And honestly, repeat and referral business, it should be one of your top initiatives within your marketing efforts. And those are just five big buckets. I could go on. Your brand is critical. In all of those things, you need to make sure that they are clearly defined. Your C-suite understands what those buckets are, and then you can start to get more granular. I always recommend, and this is a perfect time when you're reassessing where does your marketing sit, is to look at what's working, what's not, track the numbers. You always have to track your numbers, whether it's tracking the source of your team as the calls come in and the emails and networking, make sure you're allocating within your CRM where that lead came from, tag it accordingly, and you can then track your numbers. And this is where we start to mid-year say, okay, we've got the budget in place, which is awesome. We've been tracking our numbers, which is fabulous. We understand what's working and what's not working. And then we start having these really fun topics that says, okay, do we need to pause something or do we just taper it back? And then what do we add in that's new into the portfolio? So many times I see contractors not pausing and saying what new things need to be added. They do that at the end of the year. And in reality, Q3 and Q4 are some of the biggest opportunities for contractors to make or break their season. So
sure, track and measure.
100%, especially this year. I think the big topic on everybody's minds is, where's the economy at? And how are we going to navigate that? We've got highs and lows, and it's just like this massive roller coaster. And
you think?
We need to buckle in, and it need to really understand those pieces.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think it's a great segue into speaking of that, is just, what are the effective ways to spend those dollars as you're kind of figuring out, like, you allocate your buckets, and then how do you decide, like, what percentage goes to which bucket?
Oh, such a powerful question. So right off the bat, you need to understand that certain things drive other things. And it's kind of that domino effect. So traditional marketing has the opportunity to see direct ROI, but yet digital marketing is where usually most of the destination of where consumers convert, both in the commercial world and then also in the residential world. They will do their final conversion of making that phone call, filling out that form. And that's where usually we see a lot of the CRM data tagging to digital. But I don't want you to discredit the value of traditional. So when we look at that percentile, if you're aggressively looking at growing, you might be putting up anywhere between 7 to 10% of your entire budget towards marketing. If you are a well-established company and you have a strong brand, you can look at a 5% cost of marketing and still capitalize and have a very strong lead pipeline. But then when we break that down into different buckets, right now, as we're going into a hotly contested political season, we are leaning, and many of our customers and then businesses that I will consult on the side for are investing more heavily into digital avenues. And the reason that they're going heavier into digital avenues than traditional avenues is many political campaigns are just absorbing all of what we call the real estate, the ability for a consumer to absorb those TV advertisements, billboards, traditional mailing. Like, sometimes people aren't even checking their mail when it comes to peak political season. They're over all the postcards and all the advertising that comes at them. So as we look at those next 6 months, we're leaning heavier into digital than we would if it was a non-election cycle.
Got it. And so, speaking of digital, what do you think about paid ad campaigns? What should contractors look for when they're deciding how to do that?
Yeah. So I always look at whoever you work with. I strongly recommend agencies that have direct partnerships with the platforms themselves. So the big platforms in the industries that we serve, roofing, wall and ceilings, is we're going to look at Google. We're going to also look at Bing. We're going to look at Facebook or the Meta sphere of companies. And then we're going to look at LinkedIn, which obviously is under the Microsoft brand. So those are the platforms that I strongly recommend when you're doing paid ads, work with an agency that has all of those partnerships in place. So I'm going to speak to just recently, because the market's been all over the board. In the last 3-4 weeks, Google has rolled out some new advertising strategies, and we work directly with Google representatives on a continuous basis. And they said, hey, Anna and team, we've got this new thing that just rolled out. Would you be willing to do a beta test? Same goes for Yelp. We're meeting with them tomorrow, and super exciting. Beta tests are where it's at. Agencies have access to that. And that campaign alone that Google brought to us in beta form, and they're monitoring, like, what are we seeing for ROI for our clients? In the last 2 weeks, I've been talking to customers and they're like, Anna, we can feel something changed, but we know economically wise, nothing changed. And so those are the small nuances of that campaign launching. We're thrilled, beyond thrilled. It's working. It's driving a lower cost per lead, higher quality opportunity for our contractors, both residential and commercial. And that beta test is going to, in some of our clients' cases, already showing the differentiator between a slow week and a week where their entire pipeline is filled. So look at your spend. Who are you aligning your spend through on these big platforms when it comes to digital campaigns? And make sure you're auditing them. You know, do you own the campaigns? Can you log in? Can you look? Make sure your agency is making changes. And there's a method to their madness. Sometimes campaigns don't always need change. They might be running effectively, but you know, these beta tests and making sure that your campaign has a high quality score, all platforms have that quality score, is really critical to make sure that your budget is driving the ROI that you need. And I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you spend, you have to get the ROI. If you're not seeing that, then we've got problems.
Yes, most definitely. Well, great insight as always, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me. And if anybody has any questions for you or anybody at Art Unlimited, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we would love to help. I'm always jumping on calls, or in this case, traveling all over. But you can reach us at artunlimitedusa.com. Myself or our team are happy to do those audits, check in, give a pulse, or maybe help develop that campaign to drive your success. So again, artunlimitedusa.com.
Sounds great. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free content. But most importantly, have a great summer and everyone stay safe and healthy. We look forward to talking to you next time.